Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, April 14th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 5. That's the number of weeks in a row that mortgage rates have fallen. The average 30-year mortgage rate was 6.27% as of Thursday, according to Freddie Mac. That's a decline from last week, and the lowest the mortgage rate has been since February. While continued declines in mortgage rates may be encouraging for potential homebuyers, this week's rate was still higher than 1 year ago, when the 30-year fixed mortgage rate averaged 5%. The latest drop came Thursday, after March data showed the biggest decline in wholesale prices in almost 3 years. After the report, the one-month Treasury bill rate fell below 3.9% for the first time this year. The decline in mortgage rates from their November 2022 peak of 7.08% appears to be enticing more buyers into the housing market. In the week that ended April 7th, mortgage applications increased. The next number up is $600 million. That's about how much daily trading volumes dropped in a month on cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase. That's according to Mizuho Securities analyst Dan Dolev. The value of daily trades dropped from $1.6 to $1 billion from March to April. That's despite a 25% run-up in Bitcoin prices. That begs the question, why aren't trading volumes on Coinbase benefiting from a run-up in crypto prices? Dolev says that's because large institutional players may be buying Bitcoin in hopes that retail would follow. And yet, retail seems uninterested. He calls the recent rally, quote, not a broad-based crypto renaissance. Mizuho rates Coinbase stock at underperform with a $30 price target. That's well below where it closed Thursday at about $69. However, there are other alternative signs that there is momentum behind smaller U.S. investors coming back to crypto. Barron's writer Jack Denton writes that the recent growth in Bitcoin wallets is concentrated among the smallest holders. The number of wallets holding about $300 of Bitcoin has risen more than 3% since the start of 2023, according to crypto data group Mizari. The number of wallets holding at least one Bitcoin has grown around 1.5%, while wallets with more than 10 Bitcoin are up just 0.5%. Coinbase shares are up more than 105% this year. The S&P 500 is up around 8.4% during that time period. Our last number is 2025. That's the year Philip Morris is targeting to become a smoke-free company as measured by sales. Altria, meanwhile, says it wants revenue from smoke-free products like vapes in the U.S. to double by 2028. It made the announcement right after it purchased e-cigarette maker Enjoy. Overall, nearly all tobacco makers are moving towards smokeless products that they say will be less detrimental to users' health than cigarettes. The tobacco companies say heat-not-burn products and vapes and some oral tobacco options encourage smokers to quit cigarettes, which are more harmful to their health. Critics of the alternative products say the number of tobacco users of any kind increases when these products are on the market. That was the argument behind the record-breaking $462 million settlement that Juul Labs announced late Wednesday. States argued the company was targeting young customers. The settlement, spearheaded by New York and California attorneys general, requires Juul to stop using people under 35 in their advertisements. TD Cowen analyst Vivian Azer notes that the latest ruling creates both uncertainty and potential signs of hope for the industry. She cites British American Tobacco's challenge of the FDA's marketing denial orders for two of its Vuse menthol e-cigarette products. British American argues that the government inconsistently applies its standards when assessing the relative harm of new products. Should the courts rule in Vuse's favor, Azer writes, it opens the door to other companies to file lawsuits around the issue. Azer is bullish on Philip Morris with a price target of $120. Philip Morris ended the day Thursday at $99.75. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, April 14th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.